Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crutches podcast. Yes, sir. He's back. What's going on, man? Listen, I'm excited to be here on another Wednesday podcast. Listen, we having a hell of a week, man. Clients killing it. I've been killing it in the gym. Content been going crazy, man. Shout out to Mom Dukes. Put a fire video up with Mom Dukes yesterday, man. And just enjoying this journey. And we're going to keep this thing going, man. But listen, with all that being said, man, This is a unique podcast. We got a lot of new subscribers over the past few days. If it is your first time here, listen, we here to educate, we here to entertain, and we are here to tell the truth. And we here, the goal is to get you to improve and get better with your health and fitness at the end of the day. We might offend some people. We might sound mean. We might sound a couple buzzwords you might call us, but it is what it is, man. And listen, with all that being said, I need you to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, you're probably wondering what it is that I need you to do. I need you to go ahead and hit that like button. You're probably wondering, why should I hit the like button for this guy? His headphones don't match the hoodie, don't match the pillows, don't match the couch. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. Over there, they might tell you that this is not the best fitness podcast out. Over there, they might tell you that this is the worst fitness podcast out. But hey, listen, we just going to let you see for yourself. If you are returned, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. And shout out to the one and only, the best playback gang on YouTube, also known as the PBG. I need the PBG to hit the like button as well, man. And listen, before we get into it, man, some of y'all saw what happened yesterday. I'm gonna refresh your memory after we get through the comments, but I'm just gonna say this, man. Listen, bro, be careful who you listen to on social media. It's a lot of people out here don't know what they're talking about. They ain't been in the trenches like myself. We're gonna show y'all in a second, but before that, let's talk to the fam. Wicked Scorpion in before an EBT hyena comes in and yells for calling her fat. It's going to be a, hey, listen, man, it's one of them days. Hey, look, it's just one of them days. It's one of them days, head ass ninja, but it's one of them days. Jennifer, we'll catch you tomorrow. Let's get it live on a Wednesday. Mike Hawk, what up? T. Garnett, live on a Wednesday. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
What type of music listen to? R&B, hip hop. I like a little bit of Afro beats. I like Jersey Club. I listen to a little bit of Amapiano music. I like a little bit of EDM. I like a little bit of the Latino music, the dembo. You know what I'm saying? I like a lot of different music, man. I like to switch it up. My playlist is crazy. Get it, Mom Dukes. Let's get this fire episode started. Lotus, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
If your podcast doesn't have an AI cartoon about BBLs, don't watch the podcast. Hey, the AI is getting... We just getting started. Wait till I see the next shit. Y'all gonna be like, this dude with Marty done lost his mind. Big spot in the building, ladies. If you was too good for Cheesecake Factory, you too good for EBT. Good evening, folks. Machete, what up? Marty, you listen to Jersey Club? New York, Bama. Nah, the best time to Jersey Club come is when I don't listen to Jersey Club. I listen to like a lot of different DJ mixes. Like I got like a lot on YouTube, a lot on TikTok. I just play them when I'm working out or when I'm doing, not mostly when I'm doing my cardio. But when the Jersey Club come on in the cardio and you run it, that should be going crazy. Hey, y'all, Unk was staring into my soul at the end. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Uh-oh. Listen, well, we had y'all favorite guy, James Coppola, yesterday.
You're not that guy, pal.
We had James Coppola. He saw my comment on someone else's post yesterday. We're going to go through it. I'm going to debunk it. I'm still deciding, do I want to respond to this man on Instagram and TikTok? I don't know. We'll see. Is it worth my time? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, let's get the post started. And y'all will see what I said in the comments. He was going back and forth with another creator I followed. So let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button.
James has low testosterone.
Oh, he's going to read it. My bad. He's reading a comment.
James has low testosterone, man boobs, advocates for fat fitness coaches, lopsided head. Hey.
You do.
And wears wigs in his skits. That's not me, that's Tammy. Learn. Wouldn't pay much attention to him or his opinions. You pay a lot of attention to me.
I don't. You always responding to me.
And notice how I haven't made fun of your physical attributes once. You see the difference between us?
So I did bring up his physical attributes, but when you say things like F you, when you say you gotta write with a crayon for me to understand, you insulting my intelligence, bruh. You talking crazy. Therefore, I'm going to insult your appearance.
Because I don't have to. You and your page are all jokes. No, you're offensive within itself. Okay. I've grown another 50,000 followers since we last talked. You're exactly where you were.
Actually not. I've grown another 2K, 3K followers. But, you know, the reason why this guy is continuing to grow his following is because people like us, me hosting a podcast, you all tuning in, the family tuning into the podcast, we focus on improving, right? We notice where we can improve, and we hone in on that. A lot of people want to stay the same or find excuses to get worse, to get fatter, to stay unhealthy. So that's why his following is going up, because most people are below average.
That's pretty pathetic, huh? Anyways, let's see your lifts compared to my lifts.
Let's check it out.
And let's see the testosterone difference.
Let's check it out.
Oh, and for the record, I had a spinal fusion February 2023.
Nobody trying to hear that shit. I done had plenty of injuries, but let's keep it going. Look good to me. So he's going for reps here. So he's going to show his reps. So he thinks he has one up on me because of reps. So I'm going to show y'all why I do one rep in a workout. So he's going to do these reps. He's probably going to rest for 10 or 15 minutes and then go do another set. So while we get through this, hold on, let me fast forward a little bit. So while we get through that, I'm going to show you why I do one rep max and keep it moving. I do most of my reps on 225, 315. But let me just show y'all what a C. Marty Fit workout looks like really quickly, because I know we got a lot to talk about today. So let's see what a C. Marty Fit workout looks like. So here we go, 455. This was today. So I did a couple, four sets or five sets here. Boom, put it down. What we got next? We doing weighted pull-ups. 90 pounds. Hold on, go ahead. Go knock them pull-ups out, Marty. We doing four sets of five. Hold on. So I'm not doing reps on 455 because one, I'm doing shit like this. Every time I step in the gym, I'm doing some challenging shit. Back look good too. Then I'm here. We doing the Euro step to the 1 foot on the box. Stick the landing. Then we come in here. We got tire flips. This is all one day, bro. So yeah, I'm not standing around doing max reps. I can do 450. What I do 455 for reps, 415 for reps, whatever it was. I can do that for reps. But listen, I'm not trying to be a powerlifter. All right. So we going here, and I did some ball slams after that. That's my clients. All right, cool. So let's get back to this video.
Hey, fellas, if you're trying to get in better shape and you think skipping leg day is the way, you have lost your mind.
Holy shit, was that a twerk? The fuck you doing?
So here I'm doing quarter squats. He said it was a twerk. But real quickly, I'm trying to get through this as quickly as I can because I know y'all want to get to the show. But I got to educate y'all. When it comes to athleticism, explosiveness, when it comes to force production, when it comes to doing athletic shit, most of the top athletes do quarter squats. I'm going to put some science in here for y'all since this guy doesn't know because he never played a fucking sport. Let's check it out. So right here, this guy's doing quarter squats. Build speed, strength, explosive power, athleticism allows you to load up much more weight. This is very common with track, football, basketball, things of that nature. All right. And like I said, I just got to educate y'all. Then I got one more video to show you and we're going to finish up with this dumbass. where's my other video at? Make sure y'all hit the like button too.
16 times squatting deep if your goal is speed and vertical leap. There was a study on college athletes, 16 weeks of training. Guess what happened? Quarter squat groups smoked all the others. Faster 40 times and they jumped higher. Why? Because heavy loads at the same angles you sprint and jump from are going to transfer better to training. So if you want...
transfers better to training.
If you use deep squats, you can, but stack on heavy quarter squats when you want to actualize real speed and vertical jump. Don't just lift super heavy. You need to train to perform well on the track and on the court. Follow me if you care about performance and not fitness trends.
Sounds pretty simple to me. Let's finish this video up.
I'm telling you right now, you're skipping leg day. Because I don't know what that is, but it's not doing legs.
Okay.
Full range of motion, pumpkin. Watch the guy with the low testosterone.
So, we're going to point this out here. Let me turn that music off before I get a copyright. So, he's getting full range of motion. Boom, amazing. But my thing is this, though. One, you're 5'9", 230 pounds.
What?
I don't think there's too much athleticism going on there.
What?
And for you to be a trainer and 5'9", 231 pounds, I'm pretty sure his body fat. Oh shit! Hold on, he talking shit. Hold on. We almost done.
Do you understand now, Arnold?
So this and this and then so he shows a photo of me at the High Rocks, where I lost hella weight for the High Rocks because it only makes sense. He shows this, but whole time this guy is on testosterone replacement therapy. Dog, you take testosterone replacement therapy, bro, because you probably have low test. And that's okay. But don't sit here and try to flex, bro, when I'm clearly athletically superior. But it's the type of shit you got to deal with when you a content creator, man. So all his people, they've been in my comments, sending me DMs. And the post I put up of my mom, they end the post on my mom. I mean, on the post of my mom talking shit about my mother. The fuck is wrong with y'all, bro? Like, that's one. Y'all can talk about me. Y'all can say whatever about me. Y'all can talk about my physique, my workouts, whatever. Y'all don't understand it. Whatever, man. But y'all talking about Mom Dukes? Because y'all mad? That I said trainers shouldn't be fat, and this dude been holding a grudge ever since? Come on, man. Bro, it's cooked out here, man. That's why I draw the line when y'all start talking about Mom Dukes. But anyway, man, let's get this episode started. let me get to y'all comments real quick, man. Bart Simpson mad. All this because he co-signed Fat Train. It's crazy. Coppola needs to worry about that hairline. That thing. He need to let it go. Yes, he's on TRT. Haters going to hate. Appreciate you, Lotus. If that's the case, he's just another insecure moronic. Yep. My ankles would have turned all over after trying that jump on one leg. That's what I'm saying, man. And that shit is difficult. Everybody can't do that. I'm not sitting here trying to flex, but I'm just saying, like, it's levels to this training shit, bro. It's more to training than just standing around lifting weights. No shade, no disrespect. If that's what you do, do your thing. I'm proud of you. But don't come here on some shit that you don't understand and some shit that you can't do. And I DM'd him. I said, bro, tell me the day, the time, and the location. I'ma pull up and we could get it in.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Just cut all this shit. Put some respect on my name. Crickets. I won't work out with a clown. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
What up, Jenny? You doing a workout for Explosion. What he don't understand about that? Yep. The zesty dance was crazy. He said he was twerking. The pumpkin nonsense. James was just shaking his ass right there. No diddy.
No diddy, you know?
Testosterone replacement therapy, yes. He peacocking for Puffy. Hey, Marty, why don't you challenge James to an exercise or weightlifting contest? I did. I asked him twice yesterday. I said, tell me the day and time. I'll pull up. He could come to my gym, too. He ain't doing that. He don't want to be around all them black folks.
Ninjas.
He going to be scared of. He going to shit his pants. He get around all them black people. But I told him he could pull up. Let's get it. I'm with it. We could do reps. I could do his workout. He got to do my workout too, though. So we could get it in. But nah, he ain't answer that. If you go to court and your judge got a James Coppola hairline, you getting 100 years. The Cadillac Smack, what up? He never saw Minister Society. Don't talk about mamas. Yeah, bro. That's where I draw the line. Mom is hella fit. Get her on the podcast. Slim calling you pumpkin. Dude definitely on ass. Wow, that's crazy. That's trash when you talk about someone's mom. Your mom looks amazing. Men who bully women are cowards. Yeah, it was women in there too. James is Marie for sure. Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, man. Anyway, with all that being said, let's really get this episode going. Look what we got first. All right, we got listen, man. I hate to get on the sisters. Black women, I love y'all. I hate to get on the sisters. Black women, I love y'all. But we're gonna start on a good note with the sisters, because y'all about to get cooked today. All right? We got this woman here. She's going to tell you how black women can combat their obesity. Intelligent young black woman here, and we love to see that. Let's check it out real quick.
That 60% of black women are obese in America?
Yes.
Yeah? So what do you think some reasons as to why that is?
I would say because it's faster to go to fast food than cook, and
she's
it's
cooking.
Cheaper.
What are some things that you think that could help change those bad habits? Because a lot of times it becomes habits first from the parents, and then they done made that a habit, so now the kids do it also. What do you think some things that we could do ourselves rather than waiting for the government to do a fix?
I would say, like, cook more. Like, even if you can't afford groceries, there's like pantry options, meals on wheels, and stuff like that. So those are like definitely healthy options.
Cooking. So use your use all the opportunities and things that are available. Don't be too proud. Be like, oh, I'm too good to go get, for example, food stamps. Food stamps is for people that don't got enough money, but turns out white people are the main people that use them. Uh-oh. So black people, instead of being too proud, go use that, go use this, whatever it can to help them if they can't buy the groceries themselves.
All facts, man. So this brother here, so he goes around his campus, whatever school he's going to, and asks people this question. Now, this guy does get a little corny with it. We about to see it in a second. But we're going to look at some things that's fucked up in the black community and keeping our women fat. It's a cultural thing indeed. Yes, sir. Like I said, make sure y'all hit the like button. And let's check out the next response. Keep black women name out your mouth. Let's check it out.
Why do you think black women are so obese?
First of all, you asking this question to white women is wild corny, right? The white women aren't going to say anything because they're going to be labeled racist, right? Then if they say something positive about black women, then they're going to say that they're lying. This is just corny, but keep this conversation in the black community. Just my initial thoughts.
What question is that? I don't like this question.
I mean, it's the truth, though. I want to raise awareness to it.
I have a question, though. Why do you have to stereotype one race as being obese?
With all disrespect, keep black women out your mouth.
Uh-oh, we got a simp in the building.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Keep black women out your mouth. As you stand there in Crocs and calf muscles the size of my forearms, you don't look the best, honestly. So maybe you actually need to go worry about yourself and get back in the gym. I'm 240 pounds, all muscle. I can bench press you, and they consider me obese. Black women are not.
I mean, I don't know this guy's physique, but I don't know.
Not 60, they're 56%. White women are 40. Hispanic women.
He said it's not 50. It's not 60%. It's 56. Okay, most people round up when they're talking about percentages.
Men are 43. So black women are a little bit over 15% more than any other
Ninja, that's a lot, okay? And the reason we bring up black women, the reason black men bring up black women is because we care about them. Those are our sisters, mothers, aunts, cousins. For me, clients. We care about them. So how is the situation going to ever change if we're not honest about it? If we don't point this out? You can't fix something if you don't bring up the actual issue.
Average woman. So stop trying to frame the question, and then you had the nerve to go up to a bunch of white women to ask that question, being weird as fuck.
That was corny.
On top of that, on the average, black men and black women are built different than our counterparts.
Yes, we are built different. That doesn't mean be fat as fuck.
Stop the cap.
We are built differently. That doesn't mean be super obese. That doesn't mean be 300 pounds. Again, fellas, stop this simping shit. Okay. Let's get in the caloric deficit. Let's get in the gym. Let's eat better foods. Let's eat whole foods. Let's eat some nutrient dense foods. Let's eat some healthy, satiating meals before we sit there and say that we're built differently. No genetic trait is passed down that makes our black women 300 pounds.
Nope.
It's not what happens. Okay. And we're gonna take a deeper dive into it like we always do.
Genetically speaking, we are bigger people. And stop trying to act like you give a fuck about black women's health. Just simply keep them out your mouth. Because as you try to stand on your misogyny, they have to always stand on their beauty and their blackness, and they get dragged.
See, this that bullshit. Misogyny. So he hates women because he's bringing up the this stat. And listen, I'm cool with you saying that black women are beautiful, and what was the other word? What did he say? Beautiful and whatever he said. That's fine. But what you're not about to do is call them beautiful to cover up the issue in the community. You're not about to call them beautiful to stop shining a light on this issue, because that ain't helping. Calling them beautiful ain't making them any healthier. Calling them beautiful ain't making that 60% number go down. We got to stop this shit. I don't give a fuck if y'all call me mean, whatever y'all want. I'm trying to help. This motherfucker simping ain't helping shit.
Like day in and day out for this, understand? And you did nothing but add to it.
Yeah, man, we're cooked.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
I mean, this is ridiculous, ladies. Just because a man jumps to the rescue to simp, to tell you it's okay to be fat, that doesn't mean he has your best interest at heart. All right. Captain Save a Big Back.
Big Back activity.
Is not fixing the problem. All right. Again, the guy who was interviewing him going up to white women and saying that is clearly rage bait because he's trying to get a response on social media. But I mean, the guy ain't wrong by bringing it up. It's crazy out here, fellas. We got to cut this shit out. And like I always tell y'all, ladies, see through the bullshit. Stop listening to it. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go. Let's keep this episode going. We just getting started. Where we at, man? This must be an old video. Them food stamps over with. Nah, this is actually like last week, bro. We have a Will Smith in the house. Keep my wife's name out your head ass. Does the beanie turn into a shiesty? I doubt it. I got to be honest. A lot of fat black women do have an attitude problem, probably because they're always under immense pressure with their joints. I mean, possibly. Can he bench that switch, though? You're out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
He's simping online for box. Yeah. And it's a lot of guys that's going to do that, too. They're going to come in here, tell you it's okay to be fat, and they have an ulterior motive. They try to get some big back buns.
Big back activity.
So be careful with that, too, ladies. The nerve of you for caring about your culture. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
He definitely raising other men's kids. He out here making stepfather to a big back.
Big back activity.
Big back mama with a big back kid.
Big back activity.
I'll take her to the gym and get her fit. Yeah, okay, buddy.
Nope.
Good luck with that. Listen, hold up. Before I bring up this comment, I'm going to tell you this, guys. I'm going to tell you this. Ladies, listen up. Y'all too. But this for the fellas. Don't take that bet. Yeah, is she a little thick now? I'm going to get her in the gym, and I'm going to have her right.
Nope.
Okay. It's going to work with a small percentage of women. Right? I saw a post today where the girl was 300 pounds when she met her dude. She lost weight. She looked good now. Right? That's not the norm. That's not going to be the norm. 9 times out of 10, especially depending on what age you are, when you meet her, she is already who she is. Especially if you in your late 20s, early 30s like me. Oh, they already, yeah, yeah. More likely than not, she going to get bigger. So I'm just letting y'all know, don't take that bet. And ladies, don't feel mad. Don't feel bad if a dude is like, ah, you not really, you ain't, yeah. I wish you was in the gym though. But I'm on my journey. I'm in the process.
Nope.
If it doesn't reflect that, don't get mad at a guy who doesn't want to take that bet. That's not a for sure bet. This ain't DraftKings. Mm. That ain't a for sure bet either. Mm. ass inflation in the black community is wild. Remember when everyone thought J-Lo had a huge ass? Her shit was regular by today's regular standards. They'll call 90s J-Lo a white girl now. They'll say she's too little. They'll say she's malnourished now. So it's cooked in the black community. Asher, what up? Hey, Chris, as always, you speaking real truth. Thank you, Asher. Appreciate you. Chris tells no lies. Stop trying to build people up after 30. That's who they are. Bro, thank you, bro. I'm not trying. Bro, uh-uh. I wonder if a dude would say that for a woman who was in her 40s.
Nope.
J-Lo got clipboard back there.
Strike yeah, three,
bro.
You're out.
You're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Get the fuck out of here anyway, man. Let's keep this episode going. I'm killing y'all today, man.
DeMarco.
So you got the simps, they come through. They do shit like this. And when simps in the black community make videos like that, it empowers women like this. I responded to this woman before, actually. She came at my post a couple weeks ago looking like a damn fool. But we're responding to her again today. So let's check it out. And apparently white supremacy is the reason why black women are fat. Yeah, let's check it out.
Let me just put this here because I don't want to hear nobody in my fucking comments. I especially don't want to hear shit from that dumbass nigga. But I think a lot of people mistake actually having fucking reasons as to why obesity is such a big problem in America with defending obesity. No one's fucking defending it, but when you...
Y'all are for sure defending it. Defending it. Thick. Juicy. She's still beautiful, though. I could still get some D, though. It's thick in the right places, though. That ass sit up better than two bunk beds, though. It's literally defending obesity.
You have an entire society against you. It's kind of hard to stay in shape. Like, we complain about it when it's racism and X, Y, and Z, but when it comes to health, it's just like, it's out the fucking window.
Okay, let's just say what she's saying is 100% valid. Society's against you. All white people hate black people. Jenny hates all of us on this podcast. Does that stop you from going to the gym? You still at the carry out. You still at the Chicken Shack with a big back. You still at Shake Shack with a big back. You still at Chick-fil-A. You still at all these spots. I bet you her black ass is still at brunch, drinking bottomless mimosas with the tequila shots. Insane combo. But all these white people are against you. We got to call a spade, man. She probably, and I'm not even trying to, like, single out this girl specifically. Not just her. All these women complaining. They probably never worked out a day in their life. They probably never did a sports practice. They probably never did any ounce of activity. But they sitting here talking about the world is against them. You don't understand that the fat accumulation piles up year after year after year after year after year. These are years of bad habits. You're doing nothing to combat it. And there's plenty of science out there to tell you why you're getting fat. But the world's against you.
No, white supremacy affects our health as well. Uh-huh. But what I said in my previous videos.
When people say white supremacy affects their health, say, give me one example. Give me one example and tell me why that example is stopping you from getting your fat ass up and going to the gym.
Big back activity.
And what a lot of people are saying is absolute facts as to why obesity runs rampant in our community. It's just that. So instead of coming up here blabbering about you sick of seeing fucking big ass fucking people, because I'm pretty sure you got a big ass fucking family member somewhere.
Right? Yeah, a lot of us, okay, have big family members. I got a lot of big family members. That don't stop nothing I'm talking about over here. And me having big family members doesn't make what I'm saying lying. And me having big family members doesn't mean I wouldn't tell them the same thing. I tell my family members all the time. They know they need to get their ass in the gym. I'm honest with them, bro. That's love right there. What does that have to do with that? People bring up the most invalid points. That has nothing to do with you not getting on your shit.
Right in your family tree somewhere. What can you do to help our community? Can you provide transportation to and from grocery stores? Can you start a business that can help?
Hold up.
This guy stinks.
Provide transportation to grocery stores. Now, if I need to provide transportation to a grocery store, these women better not be at no damn brunch. These women better not be in Jamaica getting their booty rubbed. Prayers up for Jamaica, too, with the hurricane. These women better not be doing all the activities and luxuries if they need some damn transportation to go to the grocery store. And then, on top of that, she said, start a business to help. But this same woman got mad at someone who has a business who helps black women more than any other demographic because I said trainers shouldn't be fat. So she made a post about it. So you ain't even cool with people starting businesses to help. And that just goes to show these people just be talking out the side of their neck.
Instead of just coming up here complaining, just saying dumbass shit, can you try to go vote in your state or in your city?
What the vote? Did she say vote?
Look at my African American over here.
What is voting going to do? It don't matter which president was in there. Planet Fitness was open. Democrat president, Republican president. The gym ain't closed. I mean, maybe in the pandemic. That's about it. The gym been open.
to make sure that, you know, people in poverty stricken areas have public transportation, because a lot of these areas do not have that. What the fuck are you doing as a black man instead of complaining like a little bitch? What are you doing? Right. Nothing.
Oof, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
These the women they want us to marry, fellas. It's like, nah, I'm playing. Let me stop, but they call me a coon again, man.
Nope.
But yeah, man, at this point, people just making all types of excuses, man. Anybody enabling this shit or, you know, finding reasons not to improve, you got to leave them in the dust. Leave they ass where they are, you know. Don't sit here and try to convince them. Don't try to debunk them. That's why I'm like, man, should I respond to James Capolo or let that shit go? That motherfucker think what he want to think. And so do his followers sending me threats and shit. And talk about my mother. Like, bro, I ain't changing their mind. You know what I'm saying? I got my own journey and my own mission. So you got to let these motherfuckers just rot. Let them get fat as hell, and they going to learn in 20 years. They going to learn in 10, 15, 20, 25 years. So it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Let's keep this episode going. Let's get back. Coach Pope Fitness, what up, big dog? Bonnet and nose piercing theory. Hasn't proved us wrong yet. Didn't you go back and forth with her on IG? She was doing some weird dance. No, that was her. Yeah, that was her. That was the one that was doing this shit. Yeah, big ass, big back, big wide back, super back. I bet Maria's saying, keep James Capola name out your mouth. Why these women come online looking bummy? They look the same way going to Walmart. Take some pride in your appearance. Yeah, man. Fat phobia is rooted in racism. I forgot.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
Thanks, Mike. I forgot about that.
Phobia is rooted in racism?
Bullshit.
Bullshit?
Sitting in public with her night bonnet on, shaking my head. Black people were being prosecuted back in the 20th century, and they weren't fat. Black people started promoting BBW shit in the 2000s. But it didn't become a huge thing until 2010. Yeah, man. The progression has been crazy. She wanted less brunches, more crunches hoodie. Do you have her size? I'm going to let you answer that.
Nope.
We ain't got 5X.
Nope.
I bet Marie saying, keep James Capola out your mouth. I'm always confused at this argument. How does me being white affect you? Literally don't get it. Jenny said,
how dare you?
She's not understanding. What the fuck is this shower cap bonnet head talking about? Nothing.
Nope.
Ronif, what up? Who's this bonnet avatar? Ronif, you're out of here. Don't be mean.
Strike three, you're out.
The diet doesn't work the same for her because of racism. I guess not. I guess not. I could go on about being strong and independent, but this is a fitness podcast. Strong and independent women always have a hard time getting or keeping a man. You gotta chill, bruh. You gotta relax, bro. This is fitness. Jenny, that's basically the excuse. She's just trying to blame someone else for her laziness. That's all it is, man. That's all it is. And with all that being said, we're going to keep this episode going because I'm cooking, y'all.
Let him cook.
Hold on. KG got a comment. If they don't have transportation to grocery stores, then how did they get so fat? Where did you get Cheetos from? Where'd they get Cheetos from, and where y'all going to sleep with these bum-ass men that's making y'all baby mothers?
Nope.
But it's a fitness podcast. That's another topic for another day. We ain't going to go there. I'm not being mean. I had a jump scare opening the live. You can't go nowhere, but you getting your cheeks clapped by Pookie and Ray Ray. You don't have transportation, though.
Nope.
Okay. I got it. You're full of shit. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, let's keep it going. We got black communities cook. This is kind of not fitness related, but it is fitness. I'm going to make it related to fitness. We got some black folks arguing with the cashiers at a store. This one is a little crazy, but I think we could have some fun with it. Cause I honestly couldn't find much as far as videos. We're going to go through some comment sections, but I thought this was funny. This was hilarious. Let's check it out.
Manager,
You Mexican ass bitch. You wetback ass bitch. Look what you say, bitch. Yeah, now, that type of bitch. Bitch. Look what type of body.
Yeah, no, the friend is crazy. The friend is ridiculous. The reason I'm bringing this up is kind of, I think it was last episode we talked about this, but if you go through a workout, if you're living a healthy lifestyle, if you're eating healthy foods, you're not going to be acting like this in a store because you get angry. If you're consistently releasing endorphins, if you consistently doing things for your mental clarity, you're not going to act like this in a store.
How you got, bitch? Look at your body shape, bitch.
Oh. So delusional that you got the nerve to tell somebody to look at their body shape and look at your damn body shape. You walking through the store, all we hear is you telling somebody, look at your body shape.
Well, bitch, I don't give a fuck. Bitch, fuck you.
You don't even know what's going on, bro. Stay
your mind your motherfucking business, bitch. Oh, well, that's why Trump is coming to get y'all. Oh, well. I don't care. Now, you voted. He's taking your mama. He's taking your grandma. He's taking your uncle. You voted for him. He's taking all
y'all. That's crazy.
Bro, mind your business. Mind your business.
Bro, I can go crazy with this post, but let me keep it finished.
Oh, well.
You can't do what?
Oh, well. The fuck? I'm not Mexican, bitch. And I'm not making a party. And I'm not getting taken back.
The fuck?
Fuck it. I'm going crazy. Listen, it's a lot of black people here that's against ICE. But as soon as a Mexican make you mad, now you out here getting racist. Let me chill.
Y'all mad. That's why you're mad. You voted for Trump. And he don't be my what are you recording shit, for? Shit, bro. The fuck?
For my safety.
Oh, okay. The fuck?
Yeah, man. That's a big ass couple, too.
Fuck up ass shape, bitch.
Turn around who you with.
The fuck? Bro, shut the fuck up. What, nigga? Do something.
Hey, Biggie Smalls got you.
Oh, fuck you. Wet back.
This is
crazy. Mind your business.
Now you trying to fight the men.
I'm not her bitch. I'm her daughter. Because you get me, so I won't beat your motherfucker.
Oh, that's her. That's your mother? All right, we're not going.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, man.
Brother, this guy.
I mean, we're cooked at this point. I want to talk about this with a good image of Biggie Smalls. Let me get a good image of Biggie Smalls. Is that good enough? I guess that's good enough. Biggie Smalls hanging with the belly. But yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. You're not gonna see healthy people, intelligent people with things to do that are productive acting like this, right? And so, you know, we look at the health part, but I mean, we look at the physical health part, but we don't talk about the mental health. You doing shit like this, you're not mentally healthy. There's no way you're not mentally healthy. So, and a lot of these people that are, you know, telling you not to lose weight, telling you not to get stronger, build muscle, I guarantee a lot of them, if they're not acting like this, they'll justify people acting like this. And this is not the side of the world you want to be on. This is not the side of the black community you want to be on. White community, y'all have some people out here tripping too. Y'all, white people for sure have people that'll talk to some Mexicans like that if they get mad. Those are not the people you want to align with. All right? This right here is big back mindset. So when you want to level up and improve, I know this ain't necessarily fitness related, but these are the type of people you want to stay away from. These are the type of people in my fucking comments right now throwing shade at my mom because they don't like a post that I made. These are the people who can't understand that I'm training like an athlete to perform like an athlete, right? We leave them in the dust and we just keep leveling up and it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth and you know, I got it. Should I leave? I'll leave Biggie Smalls up there since we're talking about Biggie Smalls. Let's leave Biggie Smalls up there. I'm not being mean. Oh, I read that. Hey, Stud Zach Randolph with the belly out is insane. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
KG's out of here. KG, you going to jail in North Philly today. We take you to the North Philly station. We taking KG to the North Philly station, and you going to spend the night up there, buddy. Why bro have his shirt unbuttoned? He's a freak. Mm. Brown body, you know, black people.
You know, black people.
No, no.
Gargoyle woman. See, Marty, you should see how they act at the hospital, entitled and expecting the nurses to break their back lifting them. Man. I told y'all, Florida, people ain't right in Florida. I bet you this video is in Florida. I bet you. Bet you. Her IQ is lower than her weight. She probably voted against Trump. But to say that to someone, that's what I'm saying. Black people be the main people. Yeah, ICE doing too much. I be having some of my black clients come, yeah, did you see ICE? I saw ICE chasing a girl down the street. That as soon as a Mexican make you mad, Trump coming to get you. Oh, you're not so inclusive after all, huh?
Nope.
Uh-oh. They're going to cancel me. And my Drewski voice, that was pretty racist. It definitely was pretty racist.
Look at my African-American over here.
Chill, see, Marty, they said black people can't be racist. That's fucking racist. I don't subscribe to the black people can't be racist. That's racist. Now, if you say black people can't be racist towards white people, I still don't agree with that, but you can make a better case for that. That towards them Mexicans right there is straight up racist that these black people did. And there's no debating that. Was that a man or a woman? We don't know.
Nope.
I do know this, though.
No, did he, you know?
Maybe this, too.
First of all, that's
room temperature IQ. Hey, yo. I can't tell if it's a man either, Astrid. Wicked Scorpion, the unbuttoned one, is a man. I don't, bro, is that a, hold up. Nah, they got boobs. That's Dyke Lee over there. That's a woman. That man woman is looking like a bootleg Notorious B.I.G. Hermaphrodite, y'all are crazy. If I was a white man, let me just take this down. If I was a white man, I'd tell those ninjas, you can't blame this shit on me. It's Jenny's fault. EVT must have ran out, so she crashing out. That's crazy, bro. Biggie Smalls got me weak. Does your mom give a fuck about the comments? Not really. I mean, a little bit. She not used to that. So that's another reason. I don't want people to have to experience what I experienced with comment sections. My mom don't deserve that. So I think she went at a few people, but hey, always black people. What's up? Yeah, what's up, SAG? Shit, I'm in the gym 5 days a week trying to get my back and arms looking like Chris's mom. I'm 47 and she's 59. Appreciate that, Ashley.
Yeah, I'm the Marco.
I believe it because most Miami speak Spanish. Yep. Black people can definitely be racist. Take a white girl home to your mama.
Yeah, I'm the Marco.
Yo, what's crazy is I've seen it firsthand in my family. Not me. I didn't bring a white girl home, but I seen it in my family. That's real shit. I seen it, bro. That shit is crazy. Maybe I'll tell that story one day. Oh, man, I'm flying from Charlotte to Tampa. Wish me luck. Yeah, Jenny, be careful out there. Look at my African-Americans.
Look at my African-American over here.
How do racism not apply for black people? Because we're oppressed.
We're oppressed.
Do look like Big Mama. These are the real ninjas. Put yourself in jail talking about Dyke Lee. I gotta arrest myself, man. That's crazy, man. I can't say Dyke Lee. Dyke Lee, man. She said bitch so many times, I lost track. The thumbnails be somebody mom. That's crazy. Anybody who says black people can't be racist is retarded. And I'm not talking about black people saying cracker either. My mom said, if she can't use your comb, don't bring her home. Yo, Marty, your mom out here making youngins look bad. Appreciate that, bro. It's not as bad. Yeah, yeah, Tampa not as bad as South Florida. It's not as bad as South Florida. It ain't. Yo, Florida's crazy. Y'all, people really are fucked up in Florida, man. But anyway, we're going to take a trip through Twitter. Let's get this one started. We got black women on Twitter, too. I'm sorry, black
women. I'm not going to say what race, what people.
This is urgent. This is urgent, man. Is this it here? Yeah. All right. We got this woman here. Someone says, grown woman weight is real. Okay. Then we got this response here. This girl says, like. So she posts her before picture here on the left, and she posts the after picture next to it. Listen, guys, before we explore these comments, I need y'all to understand, we got to stop calling grown women weight. You just gaining 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds. No, you got fatter over the years. I know it went to your ass. I know it went to your boobs. I know you could fool some ninjas when you got the high waist jeans on. That don't make you less fat. Ninjas don't care about Thanksgiving arms nowadays, but the fat went to your arms too. That's not grown woman weight. We got to stop doing that. Grown woman weight does not mean gaining significant weight and becoming morbidly obese. All right. Just keeping it real with y'all, ladies. I still love y'all, but we got to stop that shit. Here we go. Here's the boy. Look at Ninja simping. To be fair, didn't you have a kid or two? Simping. Listen. I told y'all. I told y'all. Yes, we know women's bodies change after kids. We all know that. We're not expecting y'all to be your 18-year-old body after kids. Nobody fucking told you that. I mean, maybe some idiots did. Most of us don't expect that, okay? But that doesn't mean you have to gain significant weight to the point where you're morbidly obese. I'm sliding for the second every time, ninjas.
Ninjas.
The second photo is this photo, the bigger photo, where she's holding her stomach in and taking a picture at an angle. So he wants the bigger version of her. Pressure. It's not grown woman weight. You just never exercised. It's fucked up you guys gas and lie to obese fat women like this because her health is in danger. She would be better off hearing the truth. It might encourage her to get healthy. Instead, y'all are encouraging her to eat herself to death.
Let him cook.
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. So people are on her ass in these comments, but we did see a couple bullshit comments. Here we go. Thick as fuck. Somebody said, tiring your heart out now. That's crazy. Let's see what else we got. Hard eyes. Body T. And there we go with that phrase again. All right. But it's some people on her ass. Let's see. You got to stop this BS getting the gym. All right. We get the gist of it. That's enough. But another L in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And we're not done with the black community. We got some more. We're going to take another trip to Twitter. Oh, man. Similar post. Of course, similar post. Let's hey, make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Let's check out the next post. Here we go. This girl says thick AF. She thick as fuck, apparently.
Oh, brother, and, this guy stinks.
I don't want to click her pictures, but we can see. Well, I'll click one. We can see that's a big girl right there. Okay, we don't have to go through all four pictures. They're gonna say I'm body shaming, but I really don't give a fuck. She calls herself thick as fuck. So there's more delusion. This guy comes on and says, y'all big as fuck, man. Let's check out the replies. The confidence these fat girls have is annoying. Like, don't nobody want to see that. Okay, as a big dude myself, I would never co-sign obesity. Okay, so they on her ass too. No Simpson here. What the F? Ninja sound like he tired of seeing big people. Oh, brother. Nah, there was a comment I'm looking for. You say it like it's a bad thing, Ninja. Man, we're cooked. Big girls don't get no love, gang. Oh, brother. Here we go. Titty's carrying, not gonna lie, but I'm talking about in it. He said he going in it. Black men, stop simping.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is actually insane. All she did was post a pic, and now she's being bullied unprovoked. Shaking my head. Lame as fuck. We'll see what else we got. Here we go. Here we go. This is it. This is it. Come over here, buddy. We have plenty of gay and bisexual men for you, since you clearly don't like women. America's cook.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
This is ridiculous, man. So now he's gay because he doesn't want that. Shit is crazy. Hey, bro. It is literally cooked out here, bro. You can't be a straight man who prefers a fit woman. Apparently you're gay.
No diddy, you know?
Apparently you're gay. But if a woman says she don't want a fat man, does that make her a lesbian? Does it make her gay?
Nope.
Crazy out here. I'll make some sense of that. And then we got one more we're going to look at. This is the same guy. Somebody responded to the guy. And I'm just letting y'all know, man, look, showing y'all the mindsets. Someone responded to him, said, she's thick as fuck, like she said. She's fat, bro. Like, y'all got to stop lying to each other to be girls or whatever. Facts. Y'all got to cut it out, man. Oops, I didn't mean to do that. Y'all got to cut it out. The girl is all tits and ass, so I don't know. In my book, that's thick, not fat. Y'all ninjas are cooked. Y'all are cooked, man. Thick means thick. The thighs, waist, and ass are thick. Slim thick is meaning a woman is thick. With a slim waist, she's certainly thick. You incels kill me. The woman is quite literally the definition of thick. Only in the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Let a fat ninja post buff as fuck and watch the correction comments roll in. Facts. Anything else? Any more dumb comments? All right, I think we're good. But yeah, as long as you carry weight well in the black community, you're going to get praised. So, ladies, don't fall for that shit. And fellas, get y'all shit together. Step your standards up. The only reason this shit is getting rampant is because black men accept this shit. Am I right or wrong? Let me know in the chat. Let me know in the chat. Let's get these comments, man. I'm killing y'all today. And we got a whole bunch of comments. Damn. Where we at, man? Florida had a lot of dumb people, especially middle and high school teachers. Wow. Joining late, but we'll definitely be playback gang on the side. I know Chris, your mom looks incredible. Thank you, Bethann. There's a lot of body dysmorphia in the community. Women will be morbidly obese and think it's just thick or curvy. It's like they don't see what everyone else sees. That whole thread was full of them. Crazy. I don't care is right. Let me go on her comment section so I can encourage her to stay big so she can keep her buns big and self-esteem low. Women that know their worth argue too much. Bro, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
All those black guys saying she's thick are all bummy. Some people on her ass, hell, sounds like the simps want to get in her ass. Mark Carter, Bronx is done for the day. Shout out to the Bronx. See y'all on Friday. Take that shit back to the Bronx. Okay? This is a fitness podcast, Mark Carter. What's wrong with Mark Carter? Mark Carter lost his mind.
Break free, you're out.
Fat girls used to be more insecure 20 years ago, and they still are. But there's a growing number of obese women glorifying heavy dutiness. Man, listen, bro. You know, I don't like to generalize, even though I do that shit all the time. But the fat girls are definitely insecure. And I had a situation happen where I almost crashed out on a big girl and cussed her ass out. But it would have been bad for the brand. So I had to, you feel me, just remove myself. But yeah, they're definitely insecure. My back hurts watching the second girl's pictures. Big girls getting all love. Come over my house, E.T. What? Oh, big girls get no love. My 135 white self will disagree for real. Okay. Okay. Okay, Jenny. Jenny had to throw her two cents in.
How dare you?
Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok had the dumbest people on there. YouTube didn't have smarter people. Yeah, go ahead, throw Instagram in there too, man. It's a lot of dumbass people out here. That's a lot of dumbasses out here. Black men have zero sexual discipline as a whole. That's a part of why there's all these random kids everywhere, but this is a fitness podcast. It's facts, bro. It's facts. I'm telling y'all, ladies, you got it. When men see all them ass and titties, they're just thinking about sex, bro. They don't. It's very rare a man just prefers that. Very rare. I'm telling you. I promise you, bro. We talk about it 1,000 times. If a man has any dating standards, he don't like women. You just supposed to accept some bullshit. I don't understand the whole accept me as I am. Would you say the same thing if you were doing drugs and expect to just accept you? Probably. I bet that big girl grabbed your ass. That's why you almost crashed out. Yeah, and you're out of here too. Take that shit back to Illinois.
Strike three, you're out.
Take that shit back to Chi-Town. Because you lost your mind and you're out of here, buddy. He said there's black men out here who would love you. That's crazy. Real talk, women need to stop sexualizing themselves on social media. Then play victim when they get the unwanted attention. Shit crazy. It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. What attention you... If you... And that's another thing with a lot of, big girls, you know, they'll flaunt the ass, they'll flaunt the titties, and what type of men do you think are going to come towards you? What type of men you think going to flock towards you if that's what you leading with? I mean, come on, y'all. I almost had a crash out on Saturday because it was someone's birthday. I said no to cake. She said we would get ice with extra light whipped cream if it was your birthday. I just walked away. That's what you got to deal with, man. That's what you got to deal with. It's just part of the game. And you know, I had a discussion with a guy today, and he was trying to understand how fit people get shamed. And he was just, you know, he was a bigger guy, you know, coming down, losing weight. He'd be in the gym all the time. And he was just like, I didn't know fit people experience that. And, you know, the thing about it is we just keep it moving. You know, we do our thing, keep it moving, because we know getting fit is going to be the best thing for your body. That's going to be the best decision you ever make in your life. Fat people, on the other hand, when they get shamed, they just sit there and complain. And don't do shit about it. But you, that's prime example right there, Ron. Like I always tell y'all, leave them in the dust, man. Keep that shit pushing. Fuck it. I look at it now, man, and I know I've always been an athlete. I never really got fat, but, you know, the amount of time and the amount of work I've put into my athleticism, to my physique, to my strength, to my knowledge, you know, I'm not letting that shit go backwards to be big backing it up, to be accepted by people who really don't give a fuck about me. Think I'm about to take a step back for these motherfuckers? Are you crazy? That's how I look at it. The dusty ones. Ronif, did you have a Virgie Tovar experience? It was another man student. She was black, but since I'm a visiting student, I just let things slide. That's what I'm saying. Just let that shit rock. Just remove yourself. These ninjas need to learn control too. Lack of sexual maturity is a sign of low testosterone. It is. We that's another conversation for another podcast, but I agree. She's been on me since I got here. It's always, I never see you eat. And she said that I have an anorexia propaganda. Oh yeah, get the fuck away from that. Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. You can't be around people like that. You can't be around people like that. Be brown body always speaking bars. Did you see the video with the kid crying because he was told to do 10 push-ups and his parents would have their groceries paid for? Yeah, man. Yeah, hey, matter of fact, Brown Baldy, send me that joint again. I did see it. I don't know if I saved it, but if you know Brown Baldy or any of y'all know that video, send it to me again. I got to throw that on Friday's show. But that's what happens, man. When you let me not speak on that video because I didn't get a good look at the father, So before I'm gonna save my comments to before I react to it. Actually, fuck it, I'll say it. I didn't get a good look at the father, so I could be completely wrong. But the thing about it is, if the kid saw the dad doing push-ups, the kid saw the dad being active, the kid saw the dad with muscles. I don't remember what the dad looks like. The dad could have been fit as fuck, so I don't remember. The kid is not gonna shy away from push-ups or shy away from a challenge like that. That's just how kids operate. Kids aren't naturally afraid. You feel me? If you put a venomous snake in front of a kid, that kid don't know that snake is scary. That kid gonna go try to play with the snake. So a kid ain't gonna be scared of some damn push-ups if he see dad doing them. And mom too. So I gotta assume the parents might not be very active. Just an assumption. I could be 100% wrong. Rarely am I 100% wrong. But hey, we will see. I'll do some more digging. Kirsten Gilbert, your hard work shows, coach. And I say that as a tailor. I look at measure bodies for a living. Oh, appreciate that, Kirsten. Appreciate that, man. Yeah, bro. Like, it's like I said, man, it's levels of this shit, brother. James can't fuck with me. And I told him, send me the Addy. I'll pull up. Or he could come to my gym. Which is, we know that's not happening. He don't want to be around that many ninjas. Because you already know that's going to be a crazy environment. That shit was insane. I would have asked him if he wants me to give him something to cry about. Exactly. Don't embarrass your father like that. I saw that as well, Brown Ball. Yeah, that shit crazy, man. It's wild out here. But listen, man, keep staying fit. Keep staying great. And fuck the haters. You know what I'm saying? It just come with the game. 9 times out of 10, when you have haters, you're doing something right. If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. That's just how it goes, man. So I understand as I grow, I'm going to have more people hating. I'm going to have more people stitching my videos. You know what I'm saying? The more shit I do, you know, the better. The better I get with my athleticism, the better I get with my training. Because my clients, they're on my page, bro. It's not hard to see that I have clients and they're getting that work in too. And I'm clearly leading by example. You feel me? It is what it is, bro. So, and at the end of the day, this is all facts, man. You know, shout out to the powerlifters. Shout out to the gym bros. Nothing against y'all. Nobody gives a fuck how much you can lift if you look like shit. Unless you're an Olympic weightlifter and you doing that shit at a high level, you winning medals, you're nationally or internationally recognized, you're going to get some respect at that point. That shit, we can't even, I respect that. But you just a regular gym bro or you're a so-called trainer and your physique look like Homer Simpson, or I could go to Home Depot and see your physique, you feel me? Because the picture he took, the James Capola he took when he was flexing like this, he didn't look like that in the squat video. He didn't look like that in the deadlift video. I saw that belt on that belly.
Belly deli?
But you ain't never going to catch me walking around looking like
belly
that.
Belly deli?
That's after a cheat day. That's after a week of shitty eating. I still ain't going to have no belly like that. But anyway, we'll let him go, man. We still talking about that pumpkin dude. He's irrelevant. Well, he is irrelevant. He responded to a post that I had yesterday. So that's why I'm talking about him. I ain't just talking about the motherfucker for no reason. No one give a fuck about you if you got no haters. Even the buff dudes have haters and they're super positive. Absolutely. Truth is, people who lack self-discipline and can't unbig their back. Those people will make all efforts to sabotage your mindset and actions to derail your fitness gains and goals. Nope. Don't fall for it.
Nope.
Absolutely. Wait, I missed the first part of the show. I thought the pumpkin guy blocked you. He definitely obsessed with you. Yeah, go check that out, man. He made a post yesterday. I did respond to that motherfucker. I got to show y'all my response to him, and I got to show y'all my mom's video too, because I don't think all of y'all saw it. So I'm going to show y'all my response video along with my mom's video. Then we're going to get up out of here. Let me just put that on the computer real quick. He was over there juicing with Steroid Steve. Yeah, Steroid Steve. AIC Marty had to get Steroid Steve up out of there. We had to send Steroid Steve to jail, man. He wants Chris to play with his pumpkin. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. Yeah, yeah. Devon, don't get kicked out with him. Dude needs to chill, man. He needs to learn how to not be a jackass and being butthurt. Yeah, man. We ain't changing his opinion, man. We ain't changing dude's opinion. But let me show you all these videos. I'm going to show you all my response to James, and then we're going to finish with my mom's video and get on up out of here. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. Shout out to the Playback Gang. Also, Playback Gang, let me know you Playback Gang. Let me know you in here, man. Let's check it out.
Bro, I'm just going to respond here. I don't have time to argue with midget, lopsided head personal trainers. But anyway, I train like an athlete. So when you see me doing quarter squats like LeBron James and Usain Bolt, I'm training for explosiveness.
Facts.
And rate of force development.
That's
because
facts.
I still dunk a basketball. I still do high rocks races. I still do a 5K. I still have a 54-inch box jump. I'm trying to get back to 60. I've done that before. I would love to see you do all that, but you probably challenged with your height, so you probably can't do that. But anyway, I would love to hop in the gym with you. We can set it up. Let me know the date, time, address, the city. I'll be there. Or we can do a high rocks in whatever city of your choice. It's levels to this, bro. I'm not sitting around doing ass to grass squats and waiting around for 10 minutes after. Same with my RDLs. But since you want to do them for reps, I would love to do it in person. And we could bring a videographer to vlog the whole thing. Let me know. If not, shut your bitch ass up and stop responding to me.
All bars. Y'all get the point. And then we're going to show my mom video real quick. We're going to get up out of here, man. Where the video at? Here you go.
What's going on, y'all? I'm going to tell you how I keep my 59-year-old mother in shape. Yes, I said 59. I know she doesn't look it. Number one, consistency. She trains 3 to 4 times a week. No matter how she feels, she's always going to show up. Number two, she lifts heavy. We use progressive overload, compound lifts, squats, RDLs, strength training, combat sarcopenia, age-related muscle loss, and maintains bone density. Number three, y'all ain't going to like this one. She drinks zero alcohol. Cutting alcohol keeps inflammation low and sleep quality high. Also, she recovers. She goes to sleep. She hydrates. She keeps that stress down, and she gets those nutrients in. Number four, some more things we add in her workout. Mobility, stability, movement control, and not just endless, pointless reps. Core stability, and not just training harder. We training smarter, too. So don't think because you're a certain age, you can't be fit. If she can do it, you can do it. For more tips like this, hit that follow button and stay tuned for more fitness content. Let's work.
All facts, man. Let's get up in these comments and get up out of here. To be honest, I think he's doing that ish to get views. Yeah, man. A man being obsessed with another man is a clear sign of low testosterone. See, Marty said what he said.
See, Marty.
I still train like my D1 cross country and track athlete. You can still train like an athlete well into your late 30s. Absolutely. Your mom is amazing. Get her on the podcast. Appreciate you. Look at Mama C. Marty put in that work. Jada Taylor says she looks so good. Thank you. Mom's like a kangaroo on the jump squats. Make most women and mister in this country look bad. Mom Dukes can get it. Hey, yo. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Pipe down, brother. You got to relax, brother. That's crazy, brother. You got to chill, bro. You got to relax. Hey, relax. I ain't crashing out tonight. I'm chilling. Now, we all know Pumpkin Guy is accepting that. He's not accepting that challenge, bro. At all. Regarding James Coppola, them fighting words. Hey, listen, man, bruh, motherfuckers, yeah, he would never talk to any man like that in person. Shout out moms, absolutely. Mama Marty, Mom Duke's working. She's putting these young women to shame, absolutely. She looks amazing. Kudos to her for creating her own personal trainer. Oh, thank you. JM1895 needs to go. He's banned. Anyway, he's getting the Marie treatment. Anyway, man, hey, with all that being said, another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. JNM got to he got to get up out of here. But anyway, appreciate y'all watching, man. Go ahead, hit the like button. Follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Let's brunchesmorecrunches.com for the gear. Or you can cop the gear directly from the videos on my YouTube. Moms look good, though, Marty. Appreciate it. If I recorded my mother, all she would be doing is watching the Eagles game and cussing me out. Hit the like button. 1 hour is too short, Chris. We need 2 hours. Thank you. See you Sunday. Won't make it on Friday, but I'll be playback. Thank you. My bad, Chris. Mom's beautiful. J&M, I'm just playing with you, bro. You cool. I'm not tripping, bro. I'm just messing. It's a compliment at the end of the day, so I ain't tripping, bro. But anyway, man. Why would you? Yeah, that was kind of crazy. Yeah, that was crazy, bro. It was crazy. I mean, I'm not mad at you. At least you ain't on no Marie shit. No James Capola shit. But anyway, we'll be live again Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Stay tuned for some more fire content. Go check out AIC Marty. If you didn't see that one, Moms had you at 10, you can get on up out of here too. If you a James Capola subscriber, don't watch the podcast. Yeah, we getting them up out of here, man. I'm sure some will be back one day. But yeah, we'll be live again Friday. Anything else? Yeah, check out AIC Marty. And let me know. Y'all let me know. Those of y'all that talk to me throughout the week, let me know if I should make a response video educating a man on the quarter squats and all that. I don't want to, but people saying I should. So y'all let me know what y'all think, man. I'm the only child on my mom's side. I got a sister. My dad remarried. I have a younger sister. But with all that being said, man, you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. We'll be live again Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button, smash that subscribe button, and you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches, the illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.